Hey, we're back. This is Jonathan Katz, the guy who likes to say, hey, we're back. I don't get it either. Who started it? I don't know. You know, that's not really the issue. This has been going on for years, this stuff with me and directory assistance.
City and listing, please.
In Fort Lauderdale. Operator, do you have a listing for Jokers?
The comedy club?
No, the hospice?
No, sir. I'm sorry. Under the name Jokers, the only listing I show is for a comedy club.
What about Jokeland or Just Joking?
Sir, I show no hospices with the word joke, jokers, or joking in the name.
Nothing under Funny Bone? Hey, last week, freelance reporter Dan Snyder checked out a story about a new kind of entrepreneur who had opened up a toll booth on his own block.
People have so many questions about what you've done. Could you give us the one-sentence version?
I had dropped off my daughter in Western Massachusetts. I'm driving through a toll booth. I hand the guy $3, and I said to him, I gotta get one of these. This was on a Sunday. That Thursday, I completed construction on my own toll booth.
I see.
This seems to me like the most simple way to make money in the world. You construct something, people drive through it. In order to do that, they have to pay you.
Now, have you made any improvements to the area? You know, because people are paying money, you know, for this service.
When you build something this simple, that's not really the point. You know, that the point is, well, I'm trying to streamline the service.
I see.
On a weekday, you might see 10 or 15 cars passing down this block.
All of whom have to pass through your toll booth.
That's correct. You know, everybody, as long as I've been here, been taking that passage for granted.
I see. Well, in exchange for the money that they're paying, are there any advantages?
The first one that comes to mind is safety in the event of any kind of national emergency.
What would be an example of...
Well, say there's a preemptive attack.
Okay.
Let's say that happened.
Yeah.
So here I am in a unique position to provide, you know, at some point I might be, I guess the short answer to your question is there's no real advantage yet.
And has it been successful? Have you actually made money?
I'm anticipating that day. Mm-hmm. I am a staunch believer in the notion of privatizing.
Oh.
Anything that's done by the government could be handed over to the private sector and done better.
What are the advantages, in your case, of privatizing?
Cutting through bureaucracy,
mm-hmm.
and cutting through red tape and regulations. And
so you don't have red tape and regulations?
No.
You have eliminated a bureaucracy in your...
Yeah, I have eliminated a need for a bureaucracy. This is...
You have no employees?
My definition of an employee might be different than yours, but I have a couple of mid-level... Well, they're administrative positions.
They're functionaries.
Yeah, they're functionaries. And I need somebody to keep an eye on this because it's going to spin, otherwise it'll spin out of control.
Yeah, so you're building a bit of a...
It's a small bureaucracy, really.
I see.
Is what it is.
What kind of investment have you in fact made here other than...
It's an emotional investment, really. I don't think anybody has had the... I'm going to use a word I feel uncomfortable using, the courage to try this yet. And courage, by the way, was the word I was uncomfortable with.
So, in fact, this road on which you're collecting tolls, you do not own the road.
I mean, does anybody really own anything? I mean, the whole notion of ownership,
yeah,
that's what's got us in trouble in the first place. When we,
yeah,
the British, they thought they owned Massachusetts. Yeah, why am I opening up old wounds?
I don't know. But you do not own the road, and yet you are charging the people.
Well, I own the booth.
Yeah. Any future plans in the works?
Well, you know, I was thinking down the road if this thing pans out the way I'm hoping it does, is setting up some kind of express lane.
Let me pose the question point blank to you,
right,
directly. Is what you're doing legal?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut this short because school lets out in 5 minutes and I should be in the booth.
Oh.
I think the kids understand this.
So you actually have the children pay tolls.
Well, you can't play... playing favorites is the enemy of the toll booth. I'm not so different than you are, I guess. I spend a big hunk of my day holding for tech support, and today is the day I'm going to deal with my computer.
If you have a hardware problem, press or speak 1. If your problem is software-related, press or speak 2. If you are not sure of the nature of your problem, press or speak 3.
3.
If you are sure, but for some reason you are reluctant to describe the nature of your problem, press or speak 4.
I'm not reluctant. I think I'm going to go with 3. I just don't really know what the problem is. I don't know if it's hardware or software, so I'm going to go with 3.
If your problem can best be resolved by speaking directly with a company representative, please call back or ring regular business hours, or for more options, press or speak 9.
9.
If that was a 9, press or speak 9. Was it a 9?
Of course it was a 9. You think I'm going to make something up at this point? Just, you know, if you can help me, that would be great. If you can't help me, I understand. But don't question me when I say 9.
Hey, today we heard the voices of Tom Snyder, Lisa Mendy. The piece about the toll booth was edited and directed by Tom Snyder. Did I mention Lisa Mendy? Yeah, we heard her voice. You've been listening to Hey, We're Back on WKATZ. I'm Jonathan Katz. Music for today's show is provided by Mike Shapiro, Billy Novick, and Guy Van Duzer. Thank you again for listening.